questions about love and talking about love is a bit of a stumbling block since I'm more the kind of person to pull you over and show you what I'm thinking and how I'm feeling, or maybe just grab you something when I'm out because I thought about you. I want to show you that. I like to use my actions to demonstrate my feelings and prove I care. Because I don't really feel like I need to say that out loud. I'm not terribly verbal that way. Okay. For me, love is intense and is warm acceptance. It's bone deep. Love isn't a shallow cut, it's a transformation of your very being. Suddenly, your day isn't just you. The other person is entirely wrapped up in and throughout your entire mind. If I'm in a store, I'm buying soap, and I'm like, oh, that lemongrass soap smells so good. I'm gonna get this one. Oh, but I remember last time, he preferred rose hip. I should probably get the rose hip. And even if I don't get the rose hip, I thought about that other person. I included that other person in my decision. Just it's an expansion of self through the other person, regardless of whether or not you actually tell them you're thinking about them or incorporate them in your day in any other way. They're there. That's one of the wonderful things about love, that you're not just you. It's teamwork. I think in order to be in love, there has to be give and take, compromise. There has to be teamwork where you both have common goals and support each other in order to get there. And yes, that means the daily stuff too, like where to store the extra paper towels and what to get when you're out shopping and planning vacations. Everything is part of that when you're in love. Really do think that love changes your views. It changes your entire perception of reality. Not only in that you're including another person in your most basic thoughts about the entire world, but that when you're with them, everything's better. I can be maximum angry and still feel love and still want that person to be bruised and bloody, but want them to be also still somehow safe and happy. And okay. And I don't think that kind of consideration for another being is very strong within us until we are in love. I have a general thought. Yeah. I think that people can live a very fulfilling life without ever being in love. But if I was given the choice between a fulfilling life without love or that same life with love but also heartbreak, I'd like to think I'd be brave enough to go through it. It's definitely rewarding while it lasts. So that's enough of a ramble on that. I think it was a really good question.